Two Berkshire County art museums recently received grants from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation to support their work, including examining and utilizing technology in the art world. The Williams College Museum of Art has used roughly $450,000 in grants to digitize its 14,000-item collection over the past 7 years. So far, the entire collection is online, with half of it digitized, meaning a scanned image of the artwork is available. Museum Director Christina Olson says the next step is providing more information about the works.
What we don't have is deeper cataloging, and cataloging is the term that museums and libraries use for deeper data about collections. So who did them, and is it a print, or is it a painting, or is it a sculpture, and what do we know about the date, and what about who we got it from, and what about where it was exhibited, and any of those additional kinds of information that people really want often, especially students and faculty.
Part of a $500,000 Mellon Foundation grant will support that effort, while some of the funds will be used to reimagine how people search and browse WICMA's collection online.
Say you are interested in knowing how many French 17th century prints does the museum have. It would help you know that. Or if you're interested in knowing how many works by women artists does WICMA have, it would help you know that. So all of that, obviously, you can only pull that up if it's data in the background, if we've actually categorized all the works in those ways. But in addition to just letting you do that in a kind of, type it into a box, what the grant will help us do is think about how do we visualize that data? How do we actually graph it? Or how do we provide ways for people to look at the collection, not just in discrete parts, but actually as a whole?
Olson says digitized artworks are not replacements of original items, but are rather surrogates, since characteristics like scale, texture, and color cannot be fully conveyed in an image. She says an online art database should be its own experience and also serve as a way to get people to come to the physical museum. Olson explains early on there was worry the internet would stop people from coming through museum doors, but contends that was misplaced.
In WICMA's case, we have a really, really great collection, particularly a great collection of American 19th and 20th century art and modern contemporary art. And a lot of people don't know it because we've got a small building and a lot of the collection is in storage because we can't show it all at a given time. And so getting it out there is a draw. But the other, I think, is that there's also a whole bunch of people who probably won't come to WICMA because they don't live near here, but are really interested because they're scholars or because they're students or because there's some aspect of what we have that's interesting to them. And this collection is for them, too. So it isn't only intended as a kind of means of getting people in the door. That's one of its purposes. But it's also, I think, exists as a totally legitimate and important aspect of a museum's mission and program in 2016.
WICMA will also use the grant to hire a digital collections project manager. Meanwhile, the Clark Art Institute, less than a mile from WICMA, is receiving $600,000 from the Mellon Foundation. The money will support the Clark's research and academic program, which has brought together roughly 300 scholars from 30 countries over the past 15 years for art fellowships. The program's associate director, Chris Hoyer, says one focus will be how technology impacts the arts and how artists communicate.
To deal specifically with images and with moving images and with three-dimensional materials, what's specific to their communication? What's specific to the way they talk to one another? Is that going to be affected by all these changes in telecommunications, in network, in sort of global technology, or not? And we're really not interested so much in finding technological solutions, as it were, or kind of nifty app-like fixes for all these things, but to really look at these things critically from a distance, sort of from an intellectual point of view.
The 3-year grant will also support exploring art and partnerships in Latin America and how conflict impacts the humanities.
We've got several different concrete programs, one of which is a kind of design workshop, which is taking place here in Williamstown in June of this year, which is about edges and conflict, which is literally looking at from a macro level what conflict, both geopolitical, both physical, ecological, what that might actually mean for how we talk about art today and from art from the past.
The Clark's research and academic programs initiatives produce academic articles, exhibitions, and conferences. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.